Dr. Isaiah, we still working on our message. This be the fourth message that we start on four Sundays ago now. And Isaiah 1, and we just read that one verse, Isaiah 1 and 19. Isaiah 1 and 19. Isaiah 1 and 19. If you want to get out some of your trouble, you want to get out some of your mess, you got to be willing to do verse 18. You got to be willing to do that verse. Got to be willing to do that verse if you want to get out of it. 19 verse said, if ye be willing to give it up and obey and obedient, be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. Ye shall eat. But the 20th verse said, but condition here, if ye refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with the sword. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Not the mouth of Walker, but the mouth of the Lord. That means he can't lie. He give folk chances to get right. It's up to you to get right with God. You'll be saved. You'll be saved. 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 Saved and safe. I ain't worrying about Russia coming over here. I'm in a fallout shelter. I'm safe. I'm in the Lord. I'm safe. I'm safe. Our thought is still the same thing. The key to a more blessed life. Talking about a life on this side. The key, not keys, but the key to a more blessed life. Abundant life is on the other side. But while on this side, if you want more blessings, because the Son of Man blessed, Jesus said he let it rain on the unjust as well as the just. He good to the evil and the good. So he blessed, but more blessed. More blessed. You can be more blessed if you just what? Obey. Hard to obey God. We want to be blessed, but we don't want to obey God. And sister and brother, before I get him a message, and it's already in the message. Listen, you can't bring God nothing in the place of obedience. Everybody said nothing. He ain't going to accept nothing. I mean nothing. I mean it. So you can't bring keys. You got to have one key. I know we're trying to holler and change everything around here in these last days. Praises go up, blessings come down. That's a lie. In a sense, it's a lie. First, obedience got to go up. If you obey God, automatically you're going to praise Him. The praise really didn't bring Him down. Obedience what brought the blessing down. So it's too long that we're trying to bribe God. Too long. We're trying to bribe God. We're trying to pay our sin debt with our sacrifices. Trying to pay God off forget my sin and just take my praise. Forget my sin and take my tithe and my offering. Forget my sin and just accept me coming to church. Because I ain't got the cool. You ought to be glad to see me, Lord. It don't work like that with the Lord. I want your obedience. I mean, if y'all don't get nothing else, he ain't going to accept nothing. I don't care what preacher, what pastor tell you, what deacon, trustee, what member. You can't bring God nothing. I'm putting emphasis on it. In the place of obedience. I don't want you. I don't need nothing. I don't need your sacrifice. I don't need your singing. I got angels standing around here. I don't need your gold. I got the gold. All of it's mine anyway. That you got hid up on your pillow belongs to me. All that mine. I don't need nothing. I want some obedience. So when Jesus come and let us reason together, he ain't talking about no debating here. Ain't no option. You just got to get humble. And just, Lord, forgive me. And humble yourself. And then you'll eat the good of the land. The land got some good stuff in it. Got some good stuff in it. And that's just a little sample for what you're going to have. Because you'll get rid of all this mess here. Got a new earth and a new heaven coming. My sister and brother, we want to talk about obedience. What happened to a sinner man while on this side? When he disobedient. Is God dealing with the sinner man also? How does a sinner man obey God when he don't know God? When a sinner man disobey God, is after he have knowledge of I'm lost. And hear the word of God, that's disobedient. When he don't give his life to Jesus Christ. He disobedient to God. He disobedient. Now, what he got to turn now? Get your Bible. Read. You got the mic there. Get the mic. Get that mic to him. Now, look what he got to turn now. This disobedient. Read John 3:16 for let the word read itself. I would like for the word to go out itself. And I know we can quote it, but let's read it. That way I'm let you read. Something about it when you read it. Jesus stood up in the temple and read the scripture. He was the word itself. He'll read his own self. He was. He'll read his own self. He the word itself. Reading about himself. Pharisees were too blind to see it. Read John. Now, look what you've got to disobey. Read this. John 3:16.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
When you turn that down, you disobedient. Notice, whosoever, that's you. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You turn that down. That's disobedience. Turn to Romans 10:9. Oh, Papa. Romans 10:9. Read it for me. They know where they're at. Read it.
That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
See how simple it is? You turn that down. That's disobedient. Look at the 13 verse. Read it.
For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
All right.
When you turn that down, that's disobedience. All right. That's for a sinner man. He turned all this down.
Free.
And Brother Killing, God brought me something. I'm a demonstrator. Y'all wake up. Look at me. That was wrong now. You go to sleep too much in church. Listen. You're misheading. Everybody wake up and look at me. This is what's wrong right now. We turn down salvation. Sinners. And I'm gonna illustrate. Come on, you stand right here. You stand right here, Paul. Stand right there. Come this way a little bit. You come stand right here, brother. You come stand right there. Look at me. Yeah, turn away. You go get on the end now there for me. I got to have four of them. I want y'all to watch this. I'm trying to get the sinner man to see something. See, Jesus spoke in parables and illustrate where folk won't miss it. I don't want a sinner man to miss this. Look what all he turned down in the Bible. If you confess with your mouth, believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, he said, a sinner man shall be saved. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Look what he turned down. That's disobedience to the word of God. I'm going to use this man here as love. And on the other end, down there, where that choir's sitting, that's hell. Y'all not in hell, but I'm going to use that as hell. Now watch what a sinner man had to do to go to hell. I'm trying to get that sinner man and that sinner woman. Look what you have to go through with to go to hell. Number one, you got to fight love to go to hell. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Now, what he fight love with? With doubts and unbelief. I just ain't gonna believe about it. So he done got rid of love. Throw love over there. Hey, listen, just to go to hell. I'm doing all this just to go to hell. What in hell you want? You're disobedient to God's word. He'll love getting in your way, blocking you between you and hell. You love hell so bad until you're just getting rid of all the goodness of God. You don't got rid of love with doubts. Hear mercy. Mercy, keep on pleading with you. You scratch mercy all up and get him out of the way and hate mercy. Throw him away. Just to go to hell. Here come the grace of God. Look what you got to do to go to hell. I'm trying to get you to see how you got to go to hell. And grace said, you didn't earn nothing. I'm giving heaven to you. But you're going to go to hell. Here you go kicking on grace. Somebody tell you God loves you. You're just kicking on him and get grace out your way. Push him out your way. Just to go to hell. You got to fight to go to hell. I said you got to fight to go to hell. And God trying to save you. What you think he come here for? Because all of us was on our way to hell. That's the very reason them folk in the shop, because when they were saying, I'm saved. I'm saved from hell. I'm saved from hell. And you got to fight to go to hell. Sticking your tongue at folks. Telling the preacher, you ain't hitting on nothing. I ain't thinking about you fighting God. Just to go to hell. And here, the last thing waiting on you. Long suffering. The Lord's so patient with you. He let something happen to you in life. He even took your life, but you went to the hospital. And time the preacher got there, the first thing he hollered, well, when I get through, I'm going to church. You told a lie right there. I don't have so many to tell me that. You're fighting the long suffering of God. He's just putting up with you. You think you're getting by, but he's just putting up with you. You're just stretching on the long suffering of God. Kicking on the long suffering of God. Just put him out your way. Now you're going to drop in here. You don't got rid of all the goodness of God just to go to hell. You in hell. And when you get there, ain't no pardon. Ain't no relaxing. The Bible said groaning and moaning and tormented day and night. That's what a son of man have to do when he disobeyed God's word. He killed up the grace of God just to go to hell. Blessing come through obedience. See, why you're being deceived at? Because you got a good job and a big house. But you're lost. And you feel like you got more money than the church got. You may have, but I want to let you know, you're still on your way to hell. Your money gonna play out after a while. Your car's gonna play out after a while. Your house is gonna play out after a while. But Jesus, I go to prepare a place for my folks. That's the reason he's preparing a place for us. Because we obeyed. And those of us who don't obey God's word, he got a home for you. An everlasting home. He said he didn't make it for you, but just because you don't obey me, I got to tell you where the devil go. Sin a man, sin a woman, sin a boy, sin a girl. You have to fight to go to hell. Cuss folks out when they come talk to you about Jesus. You're killing the grace of God. Trying to keep you out of hell. Pardon, pledge of the world. You love that more than you love Jesus Christ. You hate to give it up. Just to go to hell. That's what happened to a son of man when he disobeyed the word of God. Oh, what happened to a Christian? All of us got to be obedient. What happened to hard-headed children? What happened to God folks who been born again? While on this side. Get your Bibles. Turn to Luke 12. 47 and 48. You need to know these things. This is what the pastor for. Is to tell you to be obedient to God. This is what it's all about. Luke 12. 47 and 48. See, when y'all hear a pastor be talking to you about obeying and living a holy life, you get mad with the pastor. I'm trying to help you. A pastor don't do it, they don't care nothing about you. I'm not being critical. I'm just telling you the truth. I want to see your life happy. I want to see you more blessed. Most of all, I want to see you go to heaven. Read that for me, brother.
And that servant.
Notice he said what? That servant. If you're a servant, you must be already in the kingdom.
All right.
Which knew his Lord's will.
Who knew it? Knew my will. Know it.
Yes, sir.
Read it.
And prepared not himself.
Caught him.
Neither did according to his will shall be beaten with many stripes.
All right.
But he that knew not,
watch this now,
and did commit things worthy of stripes,
yeah,
shall be beaten with few stripes.
Few stripes.
For unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much required. And to whom men have committed much, of him they will ask the more.
What you sow, you reap it. And that's what a child of God got to understand. We are servant. We working in the kingdom of God. And those of us who know God not, that's what I told you last Sunday, it's dangerous to go to a church where you get the truth at, if you don't want to do it. If you don't want to do the truth, I say it's danger to be at a church where they hear the truth. If you don't do it, you're going to be whipped with many stripes because you know it. You've got knowledge. That's why a lot of folks that go where they plan preaching. Ain't no plan preaching here. You're going to get the truth here. Ministry. If you know and don't do. Many. In other words, God got a whip. Oh, mercy. He'll get you. I ain't joking. You better hear what the Bible got to say. Now watch this now. Folks who've been born again. So you're dealing with folks born again now. Who disobedient? Look at Hebrews 12, 5 through 11. Just like you and I got some hard-headed children. Ain't that right? You don't told them one time, you're light on him. Keep on doing it, you tame up. You pull his clothes off next time. That's right. God Almighty. Hebrews 12, 5 through 11. Y'all know where Hebrew at? Dear, has sheets turning in. Pages. Okay, that's all right. Got Bible study. Y'all come to Bible study. Hallelujah. Amen. You had to bring your Bibles in. Visitors, you had to bring your Bibles. Read now for me.
And ye have forgotten
God Almighty
the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. Mm-hmm. My son.
My son. He called us what? Son. We are sons of God.
Right.
If you've been born again, you're a son of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
See, you're a son. God whooped his own son.
Yeah.
Read on.
Despise not thou the chastening of the Lord.
In other words, don't despise me when I whip you.
That's right.
You worth a whipping. Don't despise me because I'm whipping you.
That's right.
For something you don't. For instance, you're a child of God, went stole a car, and get put in jail, they beating on you. Hey, don't be, Lord, you all be shame. Oh, shame, nothing. Y'all, thank God, you might have got killed. Read on.
Nor faint.
Nothing.
When thou art rebuked of him.
Don't faint. Don't give up.
That's right.
You still my child, but I'm just got to whoop you.
That's right.
We got children. Don't you have children? Huh? When they do something wrong, don't you whip them? You still love them, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, Jesus still loves us. You just need a whipping. Listen, it may be funny, but it's very important to be whipped by God when you want to hear.
Amen.
Read on.
For whom the Lord loves,
listen to this.
He chastens.
Who the Lord loves, he what?
Chastens.
If the Lord loves you, he's going to chase you when you do something wrong. Read on.
And scourges every son whom he receives.
That means whipping.
If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons.
If you endure. If you endure your chastening. He deal with you as what? Sons. Sons and daughters. You belong to God. Read on.
For what son is he whom the Father chastens not?
God Almighty. What son? Wait, look at. What son is that? That's when some of y'all got y'all little babies, don't ever whip them when they need it. You don't love no child. You know he need a whipping. You think you in love with a child. If God whip him, what you think about yours? He said, those who I love, I what? Chase them. Taking privilege a lot of time when you didn't know nothing. It's something about that switch. Even that was Solomon said, a wise man. He said, now, because they're crying, don't spare the rod. You're keeping your soul out of hell. Read on. Hold on, Mike.
But if ye be without chastisement.
Is that this now? Watch this.
Whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons.
Oh. Y'all got that? If you be without the chastening of God, he said you're a bastard child. That means you're not his. Now let me explain that. When you see folks who doing everything but right, singing in the choir, in the pulpit, on deacon board, on trustee board, on usher board, and all other boards, and then be at church all the time and doing everything but right. Don't never get caught. Nothing never happened to them. You better check your salvation out. You better check out your salvation. Doing everything but right, and God ain't going to chase you. Digging ditches for folks. Lying on folks. Homemonging all the time. Committing adultery and fornication and shacking up and all that mess. You think God ain't going to do nothing about it if you heal? That's what it means. They don't go to sleep on this one, boy. There ain't no sleeping here. That's the Bible. Trying to help you. See, I'm trying to help you. This is what happens to children of God who disobedient. And sometimes, you know, I would let that man know sometimes, you know, you see other folks going through things and children of God and you don't never, nothing ever happened to you. You better check yourself. Sometimes you come to church and cut the pastor, hit your number. I mean, hit your sin. You got convicted. You better thank God you can't be convicted. Because that one of the work of the Holy Spirit, he shall convict of sin. And when a child of God sins and the pastor bring it up, he don't feel good over it, he be convicted. You ought to thank God for that. If you come to church and hit your sin, you don't just relax in it, plan on doing the same thing. You better check your Holy Spirit out. Instead of getting up in the morning saying, good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning. Are you here, Holy Spirit? It convicts you of sin. You don't just live in sin and wild in sin and thank God. You can hear God's word and holly hallelujah, glory to God. No! It's going to convict you of sin. Because you're a child of God. You hate it. Can't nobody argue with the word, boy. It doesn't play with nobody. Walk with nobody else. He means just what he said, except what he meant. And if you keep on thinking you're getting by, you ain't getting by. You better check out your salvation. Watch this. Listen at this now. Why y'all better listen at me? See, sometimes you see a sinner man never get in trouble. In a sense, you know, he just got a moral good life. But he's a sinner. Nothing ever happened to him. Nothing ever happened to him. Because you're a child of God, let everything happen to you sometimes. All the time, it's not just chasing. Sometimes it's tests and trials. Because you're a child of God. And sometimes you don't know what God's chasing you about, and sometimes you don't know what trials are. Now, sometimes you recognize some of them, and sometimes you don't. But the main thing, don't you faint. No, you're still a child of God. Because when you're going through your chasing, the devil don't come at you. He gonna tell you, say, you're on your way to hell. You tell me you're a lie. I'm a child of God. And the Bible said, don't faint by the wayside. He said, love my chasing. I love you because I chase you. I don't want you to go to hell. I don't want you to be judged with the unbeliever. I love you. Sometimes God cuts your job, though. That's a test sometimes. Now, let me break it down where you understand what I'm saying here. Sometimes, all time, it's not a whipping. Sometimes it'll be a test. A trial. Now, for instance, if McClain go steal a car, he get put in jail. Now, he know what they're whipping for. Y'all get my point? You know what they're whipping for? I'm keeping jail a while. Because you stole the car. But sometimes we don't know. I'm trying to get you to see a point. If you ain't being chased by God and living like a devil, something wrong somewhere. Read on, brother. He ain't through yet.
Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence.
Y'all see that? Huh? When daddy tear you up, you gave him reverence, didn't you? Well, why don't you give God reverence? That's what he's saying here. When dad, sit down, boy. Boom. Well, he's supposed to sit down. He's being obedient.
That's right.
Come here, girl.
Yes, sir.
Take the trash out.
Yes.
Obedient.
Yeah. All right.
Obedient. He do it out of pleasure, too. Supposed to obey your dad and mama. Well, God comparing us. We'll obey our earthly father, but what about your heavenly father? Read on.
Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits?
Listen to that.
And live?
And what?
Live.
And what?
Live.
That means go to heaven. When you go to hell, let's call that dying.
That's right.
You live forever, but it's called a dying, separated from God throughout eternity. That's what eternal life means. Eternal life means I'm with God forever with joy and peace.
Free.
But when a man died a second death, that means he go away from God, from his presence, forever and ever and ever. The presence of God in a sense is not there. Ain't no more mercy, ain't no more grace. You're just there forever. Read on.
For they verily, for a few days, chasten us after their own pleasure.
Yeah.
But he, for our profit,
God Almighty,
that we might be partakers of his holiness.
Y'all see that? Read on. Time, right?
Now, no chastening for the present seems to be joyous, but grievous.
Y'all see that? Hey, going through your chastening. Hey, when my mama whipped me, hey, buddy, I want to holler, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Ain't no joy for now. Y'all get a phone?
All right, Reverend.
And what are you trying to tell us then? And what are you trying to tell you? Ain't joy for now. It's grievous. Did he say a grievous? A whipping, hey. So whatever it is he's whipping you with, I don't know what it is. Come on, let's get out of whipping if we gonna be if we born again.
Right.
None of his children go without chasing.
Amen.
He said that none of his children go without chasing.
No, no.
So I thank God to be chased.
Amen.
As I heard Dr. Hill say one time, he said, "Lord, whoop me, spank me, bun me up, but just don't leave me."
That's right. Don't leave me.
Just don't leave me. Tear me up! Oh. Read on. That's all up. Read on, brother.
Nevertheless, afterward it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness.
Listen to that.
Unto them which are exercised thereby.
God Almighty. See, when he get through with you, There's going to be some good fruit coming out. It takes a whooping to get good fruit. That's what it's all about, to get good fruit out of you. Read on. That's all. Bless your heart. Now, y'all see what happened to a sinner when he disobeyed? And you see what happened to a Christian. The key is what? Watch this now. We're going to talk about something else here. Not something else, but it's still dealing with obedience. Why do a pastor want y'all to be obedient? Why? Huh? That's just like your mama, your daddy. Want you to be what? Obedient. Because you'll be what? Blessed. Even Jesus, if a child disobedient, God cuts his days off.
That's right.
And he said, when you be obedient, he let his days be long and life will be well with him. So a pastor the same way. He got to teach it. He got to preach it where you can get it. See, a pastor is an overseer. He see over the flock. And he sees somebody have a lifestyle that ain't hitting on nothing. Ain't that right, lights? Not all of us, but some of us. Our lifestyles are sick. And you're not obeying the word of God. You come here every Sunday, but you're not obeying. I want you to obey. Why, Reverend? For your good. Not the matter I have apprehended that I come short. But my desire every step is to please Jesus. I miss the mark sometimes, but you know that my desire is to please him. And this is what I want. If I obey God, I'm going to get my blessings. Well, you obey or not, I'm still going to get my blessing. But I want you to be blessed. And I know you can't be blessed when you don't obey the word of God. How in the world you can be blessed? I know you're getting karma blessings. They're going to run out after a while. Trouble going to come for God, children. Sometimes I be counseling marriage and I tell them, I said, now you're making good money? You better not waste it. Give God his. Because when you're making overtime, you do a lot of partying. I'm saying, throwing your money away. You're supposed to be Christian now. Throwing your money away, doing everything now. They're going to hank you on down the road here. It's going to come a time that you can't even borrow $50. God will see to that because you didn't give a heel and you all your waste, all your money, all the overtime, you just waste it. It'll come back on you. God didn't give it to you to waste. If I give you much, I'm looking at much from you. If you get a raise, the church get a raise.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hey, that's the Bible. That's the Bible. It's for your good.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Watch this now. Listen now. Listen. If God pastors and God sheeps, just knew what pastoring and sheeping was all about. We will be faithful to God's word. I mean, if God pastor, I put myself in, and God sheeps, y'all, just knew what pastoring and sheeping is all about, we will have a better life and be more faithful to God's word. We don't know no better, some of us. And some of us don't want to know no better. Listen to this. You see, God sent a pastor to a church in Jesus' stead. I'm going to say that again. God, he sent his pastor to a church in Jesus' stead. And the sheep does not belong to the pastor. I'm just here, but God sent me here over y'all. I don't own y'all.
Walk, Reverend.
We got to understand that. We get crossed up on pastor and sheeping. When God sent his pastor, he wants you to be good children. He'll do all he can to get you to heaven. Yeah. Oh, my God. You know what one of my members told me? I don't think she's here today, but bless her heart. She said, she came to me and told me. She said, Reverend Walker. Said she told another lady. He said, Reverend Walker can't put us in his back pocket to take us to heaven with him. You got to do something for yourself. I told y'all way back here, I ain't got to do with no other pastor. That's their business. I'm dealing with pastor, obedient now, not to God. Just be obedient to God. If you be obedient to God, ain't worried about being obedient to me. My job is to see to y'all going to heaven. That's my job. If I didn't care, I'd just tell you to pay your tithes and offers. Come when you feel like it, pay your tithes and offers. I want to, thank you, Jesus. I want to be on done, sir.
That's right.
For Jesus. I want to hand Jesus something.
Yes, sir.
I don't want to be here wasting my time for nothing.
That's right, Reverend.
I'm concerned for your soul. I want to say, Jesus, Lord have mercy. We made it. We made it. I don't just want no check. The soul's going to hell. God promised to take care of me. I'm concerned for your soul. And I know you got to obey God to get there. As Paul said, I'm not talking to everybody. I'm talking to folk out in the radio land. I'm talking to you who don't care about your own soul. I care about it. Listen at me good. I don't own y'all. But I'm sent here. And I'm got to give an account. I'm got to stand before a living God. I say a living, not a dead God, but a living God. For what I told y'all. Did I love y'all? Did I do all I can to get y'all to heaven? That's a pastor's job. Turn your Bible. Read. John 21, 15 through 17. You got to obey God. But here, I don't own you. God really own you. I don't own you. Oh, boy. John 21, 15 through 17. I don't know how not to be running, Sister Clay, no more. Running through no strip. You got to take time and teach these folks. Lord Almighty. Teach them. They need to be taught. Folks, you need to be taught. You got to listen. And take in what the pastor said. You won't regret it. John 21, 15 through 17. Read it.
So, when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these?
Do you love me more than them fishes out there?
All right.
See, was fishing, see. Jesus cooked some fish when he got through dining. Jesus wouldn't cook the fish. That after he had rose from the dead, they were out there fishing, fish all night and caught them anyway. And Jesus cooked some fish for them. And he got through dying. Then he asked Peter a question. Do you love me more than these fishes? You can put these anywhere. These, this world, or this money, whatever. Huh? Read on.
He saith unto him, Yea, Lord. Thou knowest that I love thee.
All right.
He saith unto him, Feed my lambs.
Read on.
He saith to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me?
Do you love me?
He saith unto him, Yea, Lord. Thou knowest that I love thee.
Yeah.
He saith unto him, feed my sheep.
Notice he said, who sheep? Y'all not my sheep.
That's right.
Y'all belongs to God.
Yeah. Amen.
I'm just in Jesus' stead.
Thank you.
I say I'm in Jesus' stead. I'm in Jesus' place.
That's right.
I just don't look like him.
That's right.
But we got the same spirit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Read on.
He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me?
Do you love me?
Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, lovest thou me?
Watch what Peter said.
And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things.
All things.
Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus saith unto him, feed my sheep.
All right.
Feed my sheep. They mine.
Right.
They mine. I'm in Jesus' stead. Any pastor that tell you the truth and love Jesus, he gonna love souls. Listen, that this good. You a pastor? Okay, a pastor can't. He cannot love you and don't love Jesus.
That's right.
He got the first love, Jesus.
Amen.
And if he love Jesus, he gonna love the flock.
Amen.
Because he in the stead of Jesus. Look at First Peter. How many First Peter? 5:1-4. 5:1-4. Bring your Bible, bring your markers. Right, you got to mark these things. Go home and read it. Because you're going to hear somebody else say something. First Peter 5:1-4. He is to feed that flock. That means teach them the word of God. Teach them to obey God. He is to lead that flock, care for that flock, defend that flock, govern that flock, and guide that flock. That's his job. But you don't belong to me. I don't own you. God owns you. Read on.
The elders which are among you, I exhort, who am also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ.
This is Peter talking.
And also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed.
Yeah.
Feed the flock of God.
Feed the flock of God. I'm going to feed y'all the truth, ain't I?
Yeah.
To obey the truth.
Yeah.
To obey the truth. Read on.
Which is among you, taking the oversight thereof.
Take the oversight. That means I'm got to take it sometime. Some pastor can't even get it.
That's right.
Because deacon and other folk don't let them have it.
That's right.
Yes, sir. Amen.
He the oversight. He see over the sight. He see over the flock. He the only one got to give an account. And he concerned for your soul. That we don't put a lot of emphasis on obedience. You got to obey to get blessed. You ain't got to be running all over the country to find a blessing. Just get it right here if you want it. Get your blessing by the obeying. I don't care where you go. If you don't obey God, you still ain't gonna get nothing. That's what you got to understand. When you obey God, I guarantee you, God will just bless you. Just like you seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, all the other things shall be following you. They come automatically when you obey. When you get your spirit life straightened out with Jesus and seek him, other little things, Cadillac and Mercedes-Benz houses and little money follow you. You got to obey. When you obey God, you'll get what God got. I don't care what nobody tell you. You got to obey. Oh, pray for me and get a financial blessing. Oh, ain't living like a devil, but don't pray for me and get a financial blessing.
That's right.
Obey God. Can I get a witness out here? You ain't got to do but just obey God. God gonna take care of you. You may not never have a son with the Joneses guy. Don't worry about that. You're still being taken care of. Everybody not blessed the same way. They have the same thing. But long you got a shepherd on your head, you're still blessed. You may not have a high car in the world, but you got one, you're still blessed. You may not play for a fun coach, but you still got a coat on, you're still blessed. He's still taking care of you. And if you just be faithful and obey him, you don't know what round the corner. And we get tangled up on running after fame.
Yeah. Sure enough.
Coffee don't know no better.
Uh-huh.
I dare you to obey.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You'll have a blessed life. You'll go home and sleep at night.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Read on, brother. He's through.
Not by constraint.
Not by strain. I'm supposed to do it by constraint. But what?
But willingly.
Uh-huh. I'm supposed to do this willingly.
Not for filthy lucre.
Not for money.
But of a ready mind.
A ready mind. Not for money.
Neither as
being. Not for money. Not for money. Because a lot of pastors, they got to have a little guarantee before they even go out and preach. I never. Put a price on this gospel. I'll walk out the pulpit first. They call me sometime because of what's going on now. Hey, Ramon, I'll do my revival. I said, Doc, if I can. And, well, Ramon, what's your charge? I said, man, listen, don't bring up what I charge. Lord knows I'm not lying. I said, I tell you what, you just pray for a revival. And what y'all got to give with me, I'm satisfied and ain't going to say no more about it. I don't care if it's $2, I'm going to walk out there and ain't say no more about it.
That's right.
Just pray for a revival.
Amen. Amen.
I may not get nothing for money concerned, but God trim that on down the road somewhere. My job ain't worried about filth and lucre, just preach the gospel. I tell my preacher the same thing. I said, go to church. Amen. They call you. I tell you. Amen. When they go call you, go preach.
That's right.
If you're running like them won't give you nothing, they know they're supposed to give you something. They don't know what about it. Just walk on out. Don't I tell y'all that?
Amen.
Sometimes they had to catch me. Wait now. You got some getting to get to me.
Uh-huh.
Be falling behind you for a check. If you got some something, hand it here. Don't feel the Luke of God come to take care of me. And that's what every pastor got to realize. But everybody in it for that. They're in it for filth of Luke, and you see it everywhere. Got y'all messed up. I said, y'all talking about everybody. I'm messing up. Y'all run, you know you ain't going to get rich. No, you ain't going to get rich. Well, somebody wants you to make it rich, but y'all ain't going to get rich. You know better than that. Y'all know better than that. Y'all know better than that. Stop fooling yourself.
Amen.
Ain't nobody getting rich but the one that teaches and preaches.
Uh-huh.
And I say it anyway.
That's right.
Read on, brother.
Neither as being lords over God's heritage.
Y'all see that? I'm not Lord over y'all.
That's right.
God is your Lord. Jesus Christ is your Lord. I'm not Lord over y'all. I don't use y'all and abuse y'all. I don't trick you. God Almighty. I ain't bragging about that, sister Tanette. I don't reach on the table getting nothing. Abuse the flock.
Amen.
Go on with your wife.
Uh-huh.
Go on with your daughters. If I'm homosexual, go on with your sons and your husband.
Yeah.
No, you don't have that, Rabbi. You don't have that. A real pastor ain't going to do that. He concerned for your soul.
Yeah.
I say a real pastor.
Yeah.
He wants you to obey. That means he wants you to obey so you can be blessed. You too? Read on. Time about
but
up anyway.
Being in samples to the flock.
Look what he said. Being what? Being a what? If I steal, you steal. Ain't that fair enough?
Uh-huh.
I said fair enough. If I steal money, you steal something too. If you see me drunk, you get drunk. If you see me with an extra girlfriend, with a girlfriend, you get one. You get one. If I get one, lady, you get you one. Ain't that fair enough? If I gamble, you gamble. Got to be an example to the flock. If I don't come to prayer meeting, you don't come. If I be late, you be late. An example. That's why he wants you to obey. I'm talking about God pastors. God pastors. He in the stead of Christ. He's standing here in the stead of Christ. He's not just here. Get to whom and say a few words and get a check and go home. He concerned for souls.
Amen. Amen.
No, ain't satisfied. A real pastor ain't gonna be satisfied just cause you come to church.
Amen.
Just cause you paying dues or whatever you're paying. No, he wants you to live right here and everywhere else. He wants you to obey God. That's to be a poor pastor satisfied. Just because folk come to church, but they rain hell everywhere. Ball everywhere. No, ain't satisfied. I tell the Lord, Lord, let me be a better Christian. And you got to obey. Got to obey God. You got to obey God. God knows he'll take care of you. He can't. Listen. I know I'm cutting myself. I'm already on radio, but listen. I'm just got to bring it. Listen. When we don't obey God, you in war with God. Well, how in the world are you going to be blessed and war with? You see that? You see that one page there? I ain't got through half of it. I got five more. So come next Sunday. Get the rest of them. Don't no sinner walk out here lost. You got to obey God. Amen. If you don't want to join this church, go where you want to go, but you need to be saved. Amen. Don't no sinner. This may be the last day you hear the gospel. I'm asking everybody to stand. We finna go home. We'll be back tonight. Hallelujah. Let us all stand. Hallelujah. The Bible says, if a man confess the Lord Jesus with his mouth and believe in his heart that God has raised him from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. Yes, Heavenly Father, touch your heart. Yes, let the Holy Spirit give him knowledge that he needs to be saved. Do it right now in Jesus' name. You got the glory, the honor, and the praise in the precious name of Jesus. Will there be one now? Want to give your life to Christ? You ought to do it. Come now. If you want to come by Christian experience, you may come. But those of us who lost, don't walk out here lost. Maybe the last day you hear somebody tell you about Jesus. Will you come now? 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 Will there be any more? Will you come now? If you lost, don't walk out here lost. Don't walk out here lost. Will you come? Will you come? You just feel good when you obey God to the best of your ability. And guess what? You feel like talking to him. I mean, you like to talk to him. You'll love to talk with him. You'll love to talk with him. Because you know he answers your prayers. When you obey God. Send a man. Get some more. Come on. Send a woman. Send a boy. Send a boy. Send a girl. Will you come on? Come on right now. Come on. Give your life to Christ. He calling you right now. Jesus Christ calling you right now. He said come. He don't somebody can save. Nobody else can save but him. No church can save you. It's got to be through Jesus Christ. He the Savior of the world. Will there be another one? Will there be another one? Don't be ashamed. What's your shame? I told you what you had to do to go to hell. You had to fight your way to hell. A sinner man had to fight his way to hell if he go to hell. If he don't stop and give his life to Christ, he fights the way just to go to hell. And what in hell he want? Ain't nothing good in hell. Will you come on now? Come on. Don't be ashamed. Will there be another? Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. Let the devil get mad with you for a chance. He patting you on the back right now when you're lost and don't come. He telling you don't come, but the Holy Spirit said, won't you come? The Holy Spirit won't love you. You know what it takes to be saved. You can't say, I don't know. I just told you. Just confessing his name and believing in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Will there be one? You may be seated. Bless your heart. He's still waiting on you. He's still waiting on you. Hallelujah. He's still waiting on somebody right now.